It's always a great thing if God allows us to come into his presence. Not everybody can come into the presence of God. Only those who have been given the privilege. And you and I, we are privileged tonight. So it is important that we give him praise. Hallelujah. Your blessing has started. Let me tell you, if you are waiting and saying maybe, oh, it's at this point or that point, you probably miss it. Amen? Because since we started, we were more than two. God was already here. And God doesn't waste his presence. It's either he deposits a word inside you, he works a miracle in your life, he gives you an instruction to lead you to make a decision right where you are. So, it has started. Somebody say it has started. And I pray that as the word of God is going to come, as prophetic utterances are going to come, it will not pass you by. Amen. I said it will not pass you by. Amen. In Jesus' name. I want to welcome to our midst a colleague in the ministry, Pastor Kunle Oguntuashe. You're welcome all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. We appreciate your fellowship with us. Welcome to Wisdom Assembly. And we hope you are going to spend some days with us, hopefully. People who come to Kansas City come in a flash. Amen. Just come and dash away. But anyway, we are glad that you're here. I'm glad that you all are here. Amen. And I pray once again that what God has in store for you, it will be released upon you. I want us to start with praying a prayer. You're going to pray and say, Father, say with me, Father, let your glory, be released upon my life tonight. In Jesus' name, I say, let your glory, O Lord, be released upon my life. In Jesus Christ's name, let your glory be released upon my life. Tonight, this very night, let your glory be released upon my life, upon my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. We all know the story of Joseph. Joseph was a very promising child. Amen? But he was a young man with great potential. Thank God he fulfilled those potentials. But he hit a lot of bumps on the way. Amen? More than anybody, he could see his destiny. He could see his star shining. Amen. That dream was incubating on the inside of him from a young boy. Remember when he saw the 11 stars bowing to him, the sheaves in the field, the moon and the sun bowing to him. Hallelujah. The Bible says his father kept it in his heart. Joseph went through an ordeal that will make many people give up on God. I've had people say stupid stuff when it comes to their struggles. And then they begin to say things they are not supposed to say about God. Hallelujah. I pray that God will have mercy in Jesus' mighty name. Always remember, regardless of what you may go through, that God created you for a purpose. Amen. And since you gave your life to Jesus, as you have made him your Lord and your personal Savior, that purpose is a great one. Amen? Regardless of how people see it, glory to God. If somebody had prophesied over the life of Joseph and said you are going to be a prime minister in a land you've never been to before, praise the Lord. He probably will look at the prophet and say, this man must be drunk. Amen? Because from that youth till what age? Joseph went into dungeon at age 17. He came out at age 30. Praise the Lord. So see the span of time it took. Everybody who looked at him would have sneered at him. Even his brothers did everything possible to make sure that the dream he saw will not come to pass. I have news for somebody here tonight. Maybe people are doing things against you that you don't like. I want to tell you, whatever they are doing to you is pushing you towards that destiny. So don't be angry. It's a stepping stone to your next level. When people gossip about you and say all kinds of rubbish about you, it's a stepping stone to your next level. Maybe somebody go to your office and they say negative things and then you lose your job. Yes, nobody wants to lose their job. But I need to announce to you, it is pushing you towards your destiny. Hallelujah. My God is never a God of mistake. Even if any mistake should happen, God will turn it into a blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. The word was upon Joseph, trying him and trying him. But there was one thing that separated Joseph from every other person. In spite of his circumstance, he was still always serving. And he was not doing eye service. Doctor, you know, he was serving with his whole heart. The service was who he was. That was who he was. Take that service away from him. Joseph is no longer complete. So even as a slave in the house of Potiphar, he couldn't stop serving. The moment he entered there and began to serve, the house of Potiphar changed. Potiphar handed over everything into the hands of Joseph. Until somebody has lied against him, the wife of Potiphar. He ended up in jail. While he was in jail, he still continued to serve. I am convinced, folks, destinies come alive when the heart is engaged in service. Ask Daniel. Ask Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach. Ask them. Service is a pointer to a living destiny. The service of God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Many of us will wonder, how do I seek first the kingdom of God? Yeah, it's good, it's important to live a righteous life. You can't live a righteous life by yourself. Your righteous life is lived by service to God. The significance of the children of Israel was tied to service. Let my people go, that they may serve me. But if they are unwilling to serve me, they are sentenced to slavery forever. Somebody said, it does not just pay to serve God. To serve God pays better than any other service. Now, am I calling everybody to come and be a pastor? That's not the point. You can use your job as a service to God. You can use being a mother as a service to God. You can use whatever you have and whoever you are as a service unto God. You're going to bear with me tonight. We're going to pray a few prayers. But I need you to understand. You see, understanding is so important. Amen. And at the end, we're going to pray and we're going to pray for Nigeria. Nigeria is 55 today. Nigeria should be a matured man, or a matured woman. God will turn around the captivity of Nigeria. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you connect with God with the whole of your heart. You know, in Psalm 23 verse 5, it says, the Lord set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointed my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Hallelujah. Amen. That is what wholehearted service will do. God will give your enemies front row seat. Amen. Amen. In their presence, they will see you flourishing. Amen. They will see you doing great things. Amen. Especially those who have called you all kinds of names. Especially those who said, what can you amount to? Nothing. Even those who say, in Kansas City, nobody makes it. No, wait, in your presence, I'm going to make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If God is no respecter of persons, he's no respecter of places. All God is seeking for those who are righteous, whose hearts are right towards him, and those who are connected to him in service. Praise the Lord. I pray that your destiny will come alive in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Exodus 23, I read from verse 25 to 28, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread. He will bless the work of your hands. Serve him wholeheartedly, he will bless your business. Serve him wholeheartedly, he will bless your endeavor. Serve him wholeheartedly. If they say it takes 5 years to get promotion at that job, yours will not take 5 years. I know so. God can take you. You may be the newest person to come there. God can take you from behind and take you to the front. Did he not say you shall be the head and not the tail? And ye shall serve the Lord your God. That's the bottom line. Blessing comes after service. Just like you earn salary after working. And thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land, in thy land. And the number of thy days I will fulfill. Look at promises to service. Service gives you longevity. I was talking to one of my sons this morning. And he mentioned something about, when I retire. I quickly corrected him. I said, there's no plan of retirement for a servant of God. Amen? There's no retirement plan. Amen? It's just like when he said in Matthew 28, go ye. It was a one-way ticket. There's no return there. He just said, go ye. Praise the Lord. So there's no retirement. How can I retire from being a pastor? I didn't enter human being employment. It's a heaven employment. Hallelujah. Nobody retires until the Lord comes, until we are called home. Amen? Longevity is connected to service of God. He said, I will send the fear of you and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. That is to say, they were pursuing you before. But because you have dedicated your life to serve me, they have to run from you. You know why? Because I will fight them. Because God is going to fight them. If you are a servant of God, serving God wholeheartedly, you don't need to fear any enemy. You don't need to be afraid of them. Because he is your defender. He is your avenger. Which company will not go any length to keep somebody who is productive in their company? Hallelujah. Say, oh, another company, how much did they promise you? We'll put 50% on top of it. May that be your story. In Jesus' name. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, all the parasites from your life. Amen. Serving God is the master key to destiny manifestation. Serving God is the master key to destiny manifestation. And when we are talking about serving God, let me repeat this to you again. Serving God means serving the interest of the kingdom of God. Serving to advance the kingdom of God. Fasting can be a service. People fast, but most of the time, you know why we fast? We fast because of what we want to get. And if you go and look at the issue of fasting, in Isaiah 58, right? It wasn't the reason for fasting. Number one reason for fasting is to put this flesh under so that we can get closer to God, so that we can hear God better, praise the Lord, we can relate better. But then, how can I use my fasting to serve God? I can use my fasting to serve God by praying for the advancement of the kingdom of God. I may not be able to go out and win souls one-on-one, but I can stay on my knees and begin to intercede for souls. I can be fasting and say, Lord, grow your church. Let me make this engaging tonight. Somebody open Luke chapter 2. Verse 37. Luke 2, 37 and 38. Anybody who finds it. And she was a widow. She was how many years? 84 years old woman. 84 years.
Which departed not from the temple.
Oh my God.
But served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she was a widow of about 84 years. Uh-huh. Which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and
she did what?
Served God
with
fastings and prayers.
With fastings and prayers.
Night and day.
Night and day. How did we hear about this woman? We heard about her because Jesus was brought to the temple. She was fasting and praying, awaiting the manifestation of our Lord and Savior. Do you know the time we say, Jesus, come quickly? When we are in trouble. Right? When we have a problem. Isn't that true? Oh, Jesus, come quickly. The moment things ease up, we change our prayers. Finish it.
And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. She gave thanks, serving God in praying and fasting. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
You know, we have workers in this church, and it baffles me a lot. What work do those workers do? Nothing. Only a handful. Many want to do what people we see them do. You know, I've told you before, preaching is one of the easiest things anybody can do. Amen? You don't believe me? Oh, yes. Yeah, it takes a lot if you do it in spirit, soul, and body. But in service of God, preaching to a crowd is easiest. The real service is not on the pulpit. It's after the pulpit or before the pulpit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Serving God's purpose with what you have and wherever you are. I told us about Joseph. I told us about Daniel. Let me read another scripture because I just want you to get this into your spirit, man. So that the 2-3 prayers we're going to pray will be with understanding. You follow your destiny and pursue it and do all you have to do. Amen? Some people achieve destiny in a wrong way. But we can still learn from them. Amen? Because they gave it their all. How many of us remember the story of Tamar? Tamar, the daughter-in-law of Judah. Amen? She has had 2 husbands. And now, no child. And the youngest of the, because in those days, and I think it's still being practiced in some places, if a husband dies, the brother marries his wife. And so on and so on, like that. Amen? If I was in that family, I would have traveled to America. Long long time. Praise the Lord. Anyway, she had to go post by the road. And Judah, you know me of Judah. Praise the most revered instrument of worship to God. What God loves the most, played the field, went to sleep with a harlot, he thought, on credit. Hello? It was on credit. He didn't have money. So, that man must have been very desperate and gave her his staff of office and said, hold it, I'll come back. I owe you adultery. I owe you fornication. Oh, my God. Let me sin. I will pay later. Isn't that what we do? I owe you. Sinning and say, well, it's okay. I'll do it and I'll go and ask forgiveness later. He came back the following, or back on his trip. And she was no longer there. She was already pregnant. So some guys who will say, it was only once. So she can't be, I can't be the father. Oh, it takes once. And some men foolishly will say, I don't make girls. Oh, Lord. There was this guy who was abusing this baby. He said, the baby that looks this ugly? I can't be the father to a kind of... When they did the DNA, it was the father. Be careful what you use your mouth to say. Tamar gave birth to one of the notables. She had two sons, right? Notable among those two sons was Perez. You can't read your Bible. She birthed destiny. She pursued after it, even though it was the wrong way, but she gave all her energy to it. We are called to do the same in a righteous way, in a way that will be pleasing to God. God can forgive that. God winked at. It was a time of ignorance. We can't claim ignorance anymore. Is somebody getting something? I said I was going to read the scripture. Are you getting some?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. 2 Chronicles 15. I'm going to read from verse 12 through to 19. 2 Chronicles 15. From 12 to 19. And they entered into a covenant. Are you listening? They entered into a covenant to do what? To seek the Lord. To serve the Lord. Because Jesus said, ye shall love the Lord with your whole heart, right? And your whole being. Praise the Lord. And then the second is like unto it. Ye shall love your neighbor as yourself. Serving your neighbor can be tantamount to serving God. Helping somebody. Not because of what you can get back. Because it's just the right thing to do. Hello? Help for somebody. He said, upon this rest what? The prophets. They made a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers. With what? With what? With all their heart, wholeheartedly, and with all their soul. The same thing Jesus said. That whosoever would, now listen, this is how important it was to them. That whosoever will not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death. Let me stop here. Let's look at the scripture quickly. Somebody can read. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 6 or verse 5. Revelation 3.
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write.
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write.
This
please pay attention to this scripture. It's important. Go on.
These things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Mm-hmm. And I know thy works.
I know thy works.
That thou hast a name, that thou livest.
You have a name. People know you by a certain way.
And art dead.
But.
And art dead.
He says, you have a, thou hast a name that thou livest, that people know you by. The translation of that scripture means, but the truth of the matter is people thought you are living. They thought you are alive, but you are dead.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which
because
remain.
You are not serving. You are alive. You are living, but you are dead. If you are not serving God, you may be breathing, but you are dead. Did you get that? You are not serving God. You are driving the best car. You are wearing the best suit. You are living in the best everything. Eating the best food. He said you are dead. When God said to Adam, if you eat of this tree, you will die. They didn't stop breathing. But they were nothing again to God as they used to be. Read on.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain.
The little you have now, use it well.
That are ready to die.
Ah.
For I have not found thy works perfect before.
I have not what?
Found thy works.
I have not. If God should come and check your heart and the way you say I'm serving God, how perfect is it going to be? Is your work matured? You know, it's a child that wants something without doing anything. Huh? You know that? It's a baby that wants something without doing anything. All they will do is cry. And that's what a lot of Christians do, cry. And yet, we are not significant in the kingdom. Say, Lord, do, Lord, do, Lord, do, Lord, do. You know that song? I've sang it here before, in those days. What have you done for me lately? Ooh, 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 yeah. That's what God is singing to us. God do, God do. What have you done for me lately? What have you done in my name? What have you done to glorify me? What have you done to advance my kingdom? Read on.
Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent.
Remember how you started. Oh, you know, you know, I can't lie to you. When I was studying this scripture, it was like I was receiving uppercut, but for me. So I'm saying to myself, oh, my wife bears me witness to this many times. There's so much to be. Lord, I'm sorry I'm not doing as much as I ought to be doing. I own up to it. Are you going to own up to it? Because it's on when you own up to it, then you find a way to improve yourself. Read on, please.
If therefore thou shalt not watch.
If you are not careful.
I will come on thee as a thief.
Ah.
And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
My God.
Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
May that be your portion and my portion. That last
Amen.
Part. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's stop there because of time. That those who, I'm back in 2 Chronicles 15, that those, that whosoever who will not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath. When I was in Nigeria, before moving to England and then onward here,